This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for another Carson Anderson podcast. Scott Anderson along with Kang Nguyen, and we are talking with Lions wide receiver Kenny Golladay. And Kenny is one of the finalists for the Vizio Top Value Performer Award. Kenny, welcome, and tell us what exactly that means.
Man, it actually meant a lot. First off, I would just like to thank Vizio for even nominating me for the award. And, I kind of wasn't expecting it like that. And, you know, they kind of called me up. And I was, excited.
Yeah, I guess the award, it recognizes the player whose on-field performance most exceeds the value of their contract. And for you, being the guy who... You know, you weren't a first-round pick. You weren't one of these top picks, yet you have had quite a jump from your rookie year here to your second year in the league. That's a heck of a jump, and it's a nice accomplishment to get to this point.
It all goes into the work I had to put in. You know, I definitely wasn't just going to settle for the year I had my rookie year. You know, I wanted to pretty much just top it, you know, and just prove my worth.
Kenny, what was the biggest difference from your rookie year to this year that gave you that big leap?
Focusing on my body more and just staying healthy. I missed about 5 games last year, and this year I only missed 1, which was the last game of the season. And that's one huge part of just playing in this league is just staying healthy.
Is that dieting and lifting weights and things like that? Is that a big change from college to the NFL?
It kind of all plays a toll. And it goes from sleep, eating, recovery, you know, just being even worried about your legs before your legs even get sore, you know, stuff like that. Just staying on top of your body, staying on top of it before anything even happens, just being proactive.
Was there somebody that talked to you and grabbed you and pulled you aside and said, hey, man, you want to stay in this league, you got to stay healthy, here's some things you got to do, or is this just something that you knew yourself?
Not really. I mean, you can really just, you know, just pick some of the best brains just in your room as far as receivers. My rookie year, I had Marvin Jones and Golden Tate, you know, some guys that both have a few years under the belt. And just ask those guys questions, see what they're regimen is, and, you know, just see what works for you.
Another big change you had from your rookie year, besides your numbers and catches and yards, was you had a coaching change. Can you tell us the difference between Jim Caldwell and Matt Patricia and the change that the differences you saw?
Really just 2 different styles of coaching. Caldwell is more laid back. One that's going to, you know, sit back and let you kind of figure it out, you know, to a certain extent. And Patricia is more of a hard nose, you know, get up in your face. He's going to push you to your limits and, you know, make you bring out the best out of you, yourself, really. And, you know, I've dealt with a lot of coaches in my life, and, you know, I've seen pretty much all different styles of coaching. So it really wasn't a shock or a surprise when we got Patricia, or when I seen the way he acted, really, and definitely being, you know, defensive minded like he is.
Do you like to be pushed? I mean, as a player and as an athlete, you said you've had all different types of coaches, but here with this new coach, he is the guy that pushes people. Do you respond well to that?
It really doesn't make me a difference. I mean, I push myself a lot, you know, to bring out the best of myself, you know, so I'm going to push myself harder than anyone is going to actually push me, you know. So, you know, someone pushing me, you know, from a coaching standpoint, isn't going to be, you know, hard on me or something I push myself.
Where does that come from?
Really probably just being an underdog, you know, all my life and just grinding until I came up pretty much. And, you know, I'm still doing the same thing until this day.
Well, speaking of coaching, Kenny, you're gonna probably have a new offensive coordinator. You are going to have a new offensive coordinator this year. What kind of offensive coordinator would you like, and what kind of offense do you prefer to have as a wide receiver?
Throwing the ball, but to be honest, I'm really just, putting my trust in, our organization, Patricia, our GM and everything, and I know that they will bring in, the best guy for the job, that's going to get this team over the hump. And, once I find out, once we get back and, get to start working, I'm excited to see who it is.
You mentioned before about being the underdog, and you've kind of been the underdog your whole life, and you played college football at Northern Illinois. Talk about the recruiting process and how that worked. Obviously, they saw you played very well at that level to get drafted in the NFL, but were there things that, like, the big schools didn't come looking until it was too late? Is this a thing where you signed late because you blossomed later? How did it work out for you going from high school to college?
Well, I actually went to high school in the city of Chicago, St. Rita, and I really didn't have any offers but one, and that was actually the University of North Dakota. So I started off there, played my true freshman year and my sophomore year, ended up transferring the spring of my sophomore year to Northern Illinois, set out 1 year, just academic rule. I mean, not academic rule, NCAA rule. Then played my junior and senior year, and I'm here now.
When did you know that, I've got what it takes to play at the next level?
Probably after my junior year, I was able to sit out that 1 year and actually watch and learn. Then, played my junior year, had some success, and then, kind of told myself, I can do this. Then followed it up with another good year, my senior year.
You mentioned earlier you have trust in the organization and the coaching staff and things like that. There's been a lot of talk about Antonio Brown, not being happy in Pittsburgh and wanting to get traded. How would you feel about Antonio Brown coming to the Lions? And do you think the locker room could handle a big personality like Antonio Brown?
To be honest, I feel like the Lions are good where we at.
So you like the core group players that you have right now. You want to move forward. These are the guys you want to go into games with every Sunday.
Yeah, and no offense to Antonio Brown, definitely one of the greats. Going to go down as one of the greats, amazing player. But it's me, T.J. Jones, Brandon Powell, Chris Lacy, Bruce Ellington. I mean, the list can just goes on. I mean, and all those guys have made plays this year. And, I have trust in those guys, and I know the organization does as well.
Why did the offense take a step back this year? I mean, you obviously had a big jump in production yourself, but Matthew Stafford and the rest of the offense, in terms of putting up passing numbers, the team took a step back. Why was that?
I think, we just got to be a little bit more detailed, become smarter, and that's just offense as a whole I'm talking about. Of course we didn't make playoffs, so now we're already into off season. We haven't got the OTAs and everything as far as training camp yet, but that's what we're going to have to, just get back to the little things and, just work on, us a little bit more, especially with the new OC coming in.
Now that Golden Tate has been traded away and it's been that way for a couple months now, do you feel yourself taking on more of a leadership role with this team?
Yeah, but I mean, everyone has their way of doing it. Some people want to be vocal, some people just lead by example, and that's kind of what I kind of hold myself to, just leading by example. I'm not going to be the loudest guy in the room.
The NFL playoffs are wrapping up this weekend with the final four teams. You get the championship games. You're paying attention to this, and who do you like this weekend?
I'm definitely going to be tuned in. I'm going to go with the Saints and the Patriots.
The Saints and the Patriots.
The old guys.
Yeah, going with the veterans. Well, Kenny, the TVP Award, again, this is on behalf of Vizio. This is the Top Value Performer Award. It recognizes the player whose on-field performance most exceeds the value of their contract. Congratulations to you for that. Fans can vote online at Vizio.com/TVP from now until January 20th to select the winner of this year's award. This has been going on for 12 years. Last year's winner was Alvin Kamara. So to be in that kind of company would be pretty great.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to thank Vizio for even nominating me this year for this award. Definitely an honor. And I also want to thank the fans in advance and tell them they can also enter for a chance to win their own Vizio, M-Series 70-inch TV, and home theater sound system. Like I said, I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Kenny Golladay. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kenny.
Best of luck in the future.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Kenny. Take care, man.
Yep, you too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.